parece com leite.
I don't know. It'd be like Gomer Pyle says.
What?
Have you ever heard Gomer Pyle's before?
I think so, but
he's this dumb Marine that's always taking the part of the dumb Marine.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually always quite a singer now. I forget his name.
Oh, Jim Nabors?
Yeah, Jim Nabors. Yeah, that's what it is.
What would you say if you were kind of disgusted with yourself for doing something stupid?
That was dumb.
Mm-hmm. And when a friend of yours says good morning, what about you asking them?
How are you?
What about when you're introduced to a stranger?
I'm very glad you know me.
And
how do you do?
How would you greet someone around December 25th?
Happy Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh. What about the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Do you ever hear people say Christmas gifts?
Yeah, Christmas gifts.
Would they say that to each other as a greeting?
No, I don't think so.
And you say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And if you bought something, you say the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and did what to it?
You wrote on it?
Or he
charged it?
Well, say meat or something. They'll take out some paper and they'll
wrap it?
Uh-huh. So he took out the paper and he
wrapped it?
And when I got home, then I
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you paid $3 for, you'd be selling it
at a loss.
And you said, well, I like that, but it what too much?
It costs too much.
And on the first of the month, your bill is
always higher than you expect.
When it's time to pay it, you say that it's
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
And if you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and
borrow.
And you say in the 30s, money was
tight.
Or another way of saying that, money was
hard.
Or was
scarce.
Uh-huh. And if you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say that it's for, like they give you a little extra.
Bonus?
Uh-huh. What about the Spanish?
Pilon?
Uh-huh. Is that still done?
Yes, not here.
Where?
Well, in Matamoros, in some places.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you hear the word pilon?
Around here.
You in Brownsville?
Yeah. Oh, not.
Because that's not used here anymore. Because
mm-hmm.
my kids didn't know it. We were Bob one day. He has a jewelry store, and he said something about getting pilon. They didn't know what it was. They know now, but they didn't know.
Mm-hmm. What about the term lanyap?
The what?
Lanyap. You ever hear that?
No.
It's the same as pilon.
How do you spell it?
L-A-G-N-I-A-P-P-E. You'll hear it in Louisiana.
Oh, well, that's Cajun. Lanyap. Mm-hmm.
What does the baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawls.
And he says she walked up to the altar and she
knelt down.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor,
you stomp.
And if you were riding in your car and you saw a friend of yours going home on foot, you'd say, can I
give you a ride?
Or can I what you home? Can I?
Can I give you a lift?
Uh-huh. Do you ever say, can I take you home or carry
yeah,
you home?
Can I take you home?
Huh?
Can I take you home?
What about carry?
No.
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and